Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael Yo Bougie Black Brother. And since it's Friday, it's all wine reviews. So I pulled out another one of my Spencer Family Vineyard wine. If you remember, I did a Sauvignon Blanc about, close to a year ago. Actually, almost a year ago, I had the Sauvignon Blanc, but I held on to the red because I knew the red would last a little longer. But those white wines, they're young. You need to get them, drink them, and go from there. So I made the decision to, hey, let me try my red wine because I had a taste for something. And I really wanted to have some lamb. And usually when I have lamb, I get either a Pinot Noir or a Petite Sirah. And those two with the gamey effect or an actual, because I do like that, but a Zinfandel. But I didn't have any available at that time, so I decided to go with this red blend. So a lot of times with these red blends, you have maybe a a Cabernet Franc, Petite Sirah, or Pinot Noir, or it's a mixture of things. This one I couldn't find what was the mixture of different grapes that was used, so I decided to say, hey, let's try it out, because normally it gives you the distinction of which ones are in here, and they don't really, if you look at it, they don't tell you much on that on the back of which one, but it says it's a cask one. And so I wanted to try it, and I said, this with a good blend probably go well with the lamb. And it was my thoughts before I actually started drinking it. So what is this? Sun-nurtured California grapes used for this Spencer Family Vineyard. Well, they're saying is ripe black cherry, raspberry, and plum. And smooth and medium body, but with a sense of intensity. So I wanted that because if you ever taste lamb before, there's a certain off flavor that makes it really, really different. And if you cook it medium, not medium well, but if you cook it medium, the juiciness of the lamb blends really, really well with those other wines that I said. So I was hoping I get this. So with that said, I said, let's try this Spencer. So this Spencer actually is a $13.99. I got it with that around that price point. There's a 17 that's out right now. This is a 2016. And you see a lot of notes on the 2015 as well. So I tried it and I said, let me grab this and have it with dinner. So just in case the wine wasn't a good standalone, I was able to at least say, well, it'll be great with food pairing. So let's get it and take a look at that. Color, a little on the maroon side, still pretty good. It shows really well, if you can tell. So let's get a whiff of this. So you got those dark, dark berry smells and the scent coming off from that. Maybe deep cherry. Let me try one more time. I would say the cherry because it has that stinging up in my nose and I'm kind of trying to get that sense right there. But let's drink it. Well, let's first it. So I really like this wine. Let me tell you why I like it. It's really, really not really, really acidic. It has very light tannins, not enough to say it's flat, but enough to go, it goes into almost the smoothness of it. It has that, cherry, probably more raspberry type taste to it because of whatever is popping out of that and whatever the mixes of those grapes are, it's really blending into that, and it has a really, really good taste with that. but it's pretty balanced. It's something that I didn't expect to get, but with that off taste of the lamb, this really did well. But I actually like it almost as a standalone. So it's a really, really good wine. As a $13.99 price point, you probably can get it lower than that, but it's a really, really good price point for this. So I'm looking at it and I'm enjoying the aspect of it. And it's a really good, smooth, balanced wine. What's standing out with it? Like I just said, the smoothness, the light tannins, the very limited acidity. Even the alcohol content isn't really, really high because you don't really taste the heat. But a good balance and slight flavors of fruit. So it's not even an overwhelming fruit or non-existent fruit. So it's really, really good. So I did like it. And I didn't want to just introduce them how much I liked it. I wanted to go through the process so you could see how I went through it. But this is the Spencer Family Vineyard, a 2016 red blend. And if I can find in my notes which wines they were, I'll definitely put it on there so you'll know which, not wines, but which grapes are blended within here. Other than that, urbanwinelife.com. Go on there and you can see all my different reviews. Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads. Bougie Black Brother Network is the YouTube channel, so you can see it and see the bottle, see everything, and go from there. So you have multiple options to check out the wine or listen to the podcast and going from that. Other than that, every Friday, check us out on Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and we'll see you next week. But later.